Game of Thrones fans had every right to be skeptical of a prequel after the original ended on a disappointing note. But House of the Dragon was pleasantly surprising, with a season finale setting up a season 2 war between King's Landing and Dragonstone. My main gripe is of course the incest, which was reserved for villains in the original series but now undercuts our strong female protagonist. It's also been tricky to follow the time jump, so hats off to Paddy Considine's decaying King Viserys and Eve Best as the queen who never was. I've always preferred Lion and Winter style castle politicking over gory battles, but if you crave more bloodshed, it's no doubt coming in season 2. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving House of the Dragon 4 out of 5 stars.